The last question from Brother Zahid was regarding umrahs. How many umrahs can we do? That's his question basically.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in a sound hadith said, تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة. And this is such a beautiful hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gives us the glad tidings that whoever follows up on performing Hajj and Umrah, that will purify him from sins and will prevent him from being poor. That protects him from poverty and purifies him from sins. Exactly the same way that fire purifies and separates germ from metal, iron, gold and silver. So the performance of Hajj and Umrah, whenever a person can afford it, it expiates sins. And it provides person with a provision and it gives him a blessing and barakah in their provision. So as long as you can afford it, nobody can prevent you from doing so. Meanwhile, it will be excellent, and this is a friendly advice. If you, alhamdulillah, been blessed with enough wealth, and you have some employees or some family members who have never been to the Kaaba, never performed Hajj and Umrah, and you know that they're dying to do so. So perhaps every once in a while you can sponsor one to perform Hajj and Umrah and so on. You receive a similar reward of theirs and you please their hearts too. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please all of us.